Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sister's Place Blog Talk Radio show this Saturday afternoon. Today we have joining us for our author spotlight, Tessa Irving. Welcome, Tessa.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
I am doing well. I am so happy to have you on the showcase. It's going to be great. Let's jump right in. So tell us about your Loose End series.
Sure. So I'll start with the first book, which is The Loose End, and then I'll give you a little brief introduction about the sequel, and then we'll go into my latest release. So just real quick, the first one is Renee Lawson. She's a single woman who gets deeply involved with a married man, and his name is K'Ron Hawkins. And after an unforgettable weekend together, he vanishes without a trace. So Renee, still confused by her lover's disappearance, she attends an event with her best friend Sabrina, and there they meet Braxton Myers, who's single, handsome, and a respected attorney, and he's definitely interested in Renee. But how can Renee start to build a new relationship with Braxton when she doesn't know what's happened to K'Ron? So that's basically what happens in The Loose End. And then we go right into the sequel, and we revisit the lives of Renee, Braxton, K'Ron, and Sabrina, and you basically find out if Renee and K'Ron, these two people from a secret love affair, if they can redeem themselves after suffering the consequences of their actions. So this is a pretty good follow-up because, meanwhile, Braxton is attempting to cope after being rejected by Renee, and then we find out how he's doing as well. And then lastly, through all the confusion and emotional turmoil, Sabrina, who's Renee's best friend, is enjoying her newly found secret love affair. Which brings us to my latest book, Bonded for Life, which is the third installment in the series. And although the gang is back, this time you're introduced to a new character, and you'll also find out more about Sabrina and her mystery relationship. So that's pretty the series. Yes. So,
okay.
So there you have it. Yeah.
Okay. So, Tessa, what inspired you to write the series?
So I started writing 10 years ago. And the experience was great because I knew it was a big accomplishment. The problem was I tried to go the traditional publisher route, and after the many rejections, I gave up on my first manuscript. So it wasn't until years later when my husband found it and liked what I wrote, and that's when he challenged me to do something about it. And at that point, the desire for writing returned, and I decided to research self-publishing, but now my goal was to write, I'll tell you the truth, my goal was to write one love story with romance, a little drama, and unexpected plot twists, but I had no desire at all to write a series until I started getting praise from readers that wanted more because they were so pleased with the way the story had turned out, and of course I couldn't deny them. So I continue to write, and here we are 3 books later.
Hey, you have to give your audience what they want, you know,
right?
Keep bringing them back.
Yes.
I like that. And your husband was a good motivator and good push. That is beautiful.
Definitely.
So do you have a favorite character from the series without giving too much away? Because I want our listeners to go and pick up your books.
Yes. But my absolute favorite character is Sabrina Brown because my own childhood, and I'll tell you why, my own childhood best friend of 30-plus years, is inspiration to Sabrina's character in the series. And really quick, my best friend happens to have those same character traits that Sabrina has of always being there and guiding me, that it just takes the actual story, it just makes the actual story come together in a nice, even flow. But back to Sabrina real quick, who is very opinionated, and even though she may tell it like it is with no filter, there's nothing Sabrina wouldn't do for Renee. And that's just unconditional love to me. So
absolutely,
that's one of my favorite characters.
Okay. So how do you sit down and prepare to write your stories?
Well, my ideas are character driven, so I keep a notebook with me on the go, and I start my story in there before scanning it into my computer, because for me, I still have a thing for the old scratch and scribble. I write everything down on paper. But I will share this writing tip that I used that came from my mentor. She suggested that I write at least 15 minutes a day, and so that's what I strive to do.
That's a good. I like that old school because I do the same thing. I handwrite too in a notebook.
right.
It works.
I know, with the arrow pointing here. Okay. Insert there. Delete that.
Yes. Oh, I love this. So, is there a hidden message that you want your readers to walk away with when they're reading one of your books, one of the books from the series?
Okay, so here's my disclaimer. I write fiction for entertainment purposes. So I want my readers to be able to escape into my world and give my books a chance. The added bonus to that is that I've recently been told that I'm good at writing in a manner that allows the readers to accept my character faults without being too judgmental. And I thought that was a great point that was told to me.
That is great.
So a takeaway would be come escape into my world and just give me a chance.
Okay. Go ahead. Sell yourself, girl.
Yeah. You know, there's no subliminal message.
That's right. So who are some of your favorite authors, if you can name like your top six?
Oh, Latrice, you are going to get me in trouble with this question.
We all have our favorites.
But here's the thing. My list has grown over the years. And so, but I do have one at the top of my list that I'm willing to name, and that would be Brenda Jackson, because back in the mid-90s, when I read her first romance novel, I was hooked. That's what got me started with writing as well. So here's for my listeners right now. As for my remaining favorite authors, I'll tell you what. If your listeners go ahead and support the third book in the series, they'll see a list of my favorite authors, because I only acknowledge them in the one particular book, which is Bonded for Life, because that's what we are. So if you want to find out who I really enjoy, just pick up that book, because all of their names are in there. Only in one book. So.
All right, y'all. Y'all heard her.
Yes. I know.
You got to get that
cross your
fingers book.
If you make it in the fourth one. Right.
Oh, I love that. That was really unique.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes.
So what else is coming down the pipeline for you this year?
Well, my next project is book number 4 in the Loose End series, and it's tentatively titled What Could Have Been. This will be my most anticipated book because readers really want to know what happens between Renee and Bratton's character. So they have a lot of questions that still remain. Will they make it or will they go their separate ways? How are other, some of the other characters from book one and two, how will they play out? So there's no release date yet, but it is coming soon. So,
okay, like that.
Yeah.
So what advice can you give inspiring writers who are listening?
Well, my advice would be proofread your own work. Even if you have an editor or an actual proofreader, a beta reader that has read it for you, you want to invest in yourself and read it again, because until you get to a point where you feel it's the best you can do and it makes you smile, you want to be happy with it. These are your babies. So you want to just make sure you read it, and just feel real good about it. That's my advice.
Okay. So how can our audience connect with you and find you on social media?
Well, they can discover more about me and my work on my website at www.tesaervin.com, and that's TESAERV as in Victor, EN.com. And I'm on Facebook.com / Arthur Tesa Ervin, all one word. And then I'm on Instagram, and my handle is Arthur Tesa Ervin. And then I'm on Twitter at Tesa Ervin. So everything is under my name. So if you know my name, that's where I'm at. All right.
So. All right. That is beautiful. Tesa, thank you so much. Everyone, I want you guys to go to her website. You can purchase all three books directly from her website. And if you want to learn who her favorite authors are, you're going to have to get book three.
Right.
Pick that up. Please support this beautiful author, talented storyteller. Support her. I support all of my beautiful Black African-American authors who are writing stories, sharing their stories across the platform. Mm-hmm. And that is what we do here at Sisters Place. So you guys support Tesa Ervin and follow her on social media and go to her website, sign up for her newsletter. You can stay connected with her.
All of that, yes. And I just want to say thank you, Latrice, for having me. This has been fun. And
I
look
love it. You're welcome.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Oh, you are so welcome. All right, guys, you heard it here first. Let's give it up for Tesa Ervin. Thank you. That's our show today, guys. Don't forget, pick up her books, the Loose End series. Bye for now.